CMS's new rules on how teachers should handle transgender students have angered some community members. A group organized by the NC Values Coalition spoke at last night's school board meeting and protested before it. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Heavy rain did not stop parents and faith leaders from speaking out against the new rules. They mostly focused on a rule that the district has decided to put a temporary hold on, giving transgender students their bathroom and locker room choice. CMS parent Lori Dale was one of about 30 protesters that gathered before the meeting.
Each one of us needs to understand why giving up the right to privacy in our bathrooms and locker rooms will result in deleterious effects that may impact you and your loved ones.
A group of people who support the rules gathered around the protesters, at times arguing loudly.
We have a right to believe in what we do.
You're not keeping yours. You're not keeping yours.
Inside the school board meeting, CMS board chair Mary McCray said a lot of misinformation has been spread about the rules. The district has begun training principals on how to handle transgender students, including what names and pronouns to use when addressing them.
There is not ever been and will not be a plan or curriculum for CMS students on transgender issues.
Many speakers recited Bible verses to support their opposition to the rules. David Benham and parent Ken Houston were among those who spoke against the rules.
The real issue here is a radical political agenda. At first it was acceptance, and now it's becoming forced participation. So ask yourselves, where does it stop?
Any policy that allows students to use the bathroom of their choice will have irreversible effects on the safety of CMS students.
Some, like Matt Nurkin, spoke in favor of the rules. He's the parent of a CMS transgender student.
It's about protecting our most vulnerable students. The aggressive rhetoric that I've heard here tonight reinforces just how important these anti-bullying policies are.
School board members did not discuss the rules regarding transgender students since that was not on the agenda. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.